Evie, how are you?
I am very well, and I have praise on my lips and thanksgiving in my heart, just like we heard.
Well, Evie, how can you say that when we've lost such a loved one around here? How can you have praise on your lips? Explain that to us.
Richard, you know just how to ask the question. It's a loaded one. And because we have Jesus, we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We know that it's a promotion. He departed for home a couple days ago and is in the presence of the one whose life he dedicated his entire life to. And he is a happy, happy man right now. Of course, though, we are praying much for the Smith family, for Pella and me. We had the joy of knowing many of the Smith kids and grandkids, and I know there are great-grandchildren that will be missing dear Pastor Chuck. And, of course, Kay, who we love so very, very much as well. But it is a happy day, albeit with a tinge of sadness for those that are left behind. And, of course, for the local Calvary Chapel, for K-Wave, for really the body of Christ who have lost such a champion for Jesus.
Well, for those that don't know, Evie's music has been around Christian radio, since the 70s?
Yeah.
Evie was one of the singers that I played on the air when I was getting my start in radio back in the early 70s, back in Ohio. And one of the songs that Evie did is the Spirit Song, which just happens to be the theme song for the Word for Today radio program, which is Chuck Smith's theme song.
Yes, yes. What an honor and privilege to have had that little tiny, tiny part to play in the Word for Today programming. And remember, Richard, a few years back when we were celebrating, was it 25 years of K-Wave at that point?
K-Wave's 25th anniversary, yes.
Yeah. And you came up with the grand idea of doing Spirit Song live and then introducing
Arnie McClatchy, who was it was Chuck's first announcer.
That's right.
And he introduced it, yeah.
What a thrill that was. You know, the last couple of days, Pella and I have been humming and singing, "Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with his Spirit and his love," and knowing that that is exactly what Pastor Chuck is experiencing right now. I mean, it is major cause for rejoicing.
Now, how did you come to record that song? How did that happen?
Well, our dear friend and neighbor, Chuck Fromm, who is Pastor Chuck's, one of his nephews, he was a wonderful friend of ours, still is. Saw him a few days ago, and it was so great to see him and the family, Stephanie and the gang. And at that point, we knew that Pastor Chuck was very weak and talked about how what an impact he has had on all our lives. But back to the song, Spirit Song, it was recorded on the Praise 3 album, back in 1978, I believe it was. My husband and I were engaged at the time, and Tommy Coombs had arranged and produced this wonderful song written by another precious man of God, John Wimber. And I was just asked, like so many others were at the time, to do a guest solo appearance on the Praise 3 record, and unbeknownst to me, that was the one that was then chosen, that song, to open the program, as you just mentioned. And of course, we're just so grateful. When the last time I talked with Benny Hinn, he said that his all-time favorite song was the song that was played in the beginning of Pastor Chuck's Word for Today. And I thought, oh, that's really precious. That's wonderful. Pastor Chuck had a way of building the bridges between the various denominations. I've heard him referred to kind of as a Protestant pope. And I don't know if I would call him that, but he had certainly an ability to bring unity and celebrate that which we have in common, the fact that the main thing is Jesus Christ and him crucified and resurrected and coming again, and Maranatha is it's just precious. What a life of integrity that was both spiritual integrity and personal integrity. You can't say that about too many people, but we sure can about him.
He had quite a life, didn't he? Touched a lot of people.
Yes.
All right. What projects are you working on now?
Well, we just finished a hymns record, as a matter of fact, a brand new one that our son Chris, who you met that time in the K-Wave celebration.
Yes, he was the secret weapon there with his guitar playing. Wow, is he good.
Thank you, yeah. Well, I'm, of course, a proud mama, but he produced and arranged and played on this hymns record songs that I grew up with and meant a lot to me through the years. So that's out, called Songs from the Hymn Book. And, you know, we've always got something kind of cooking on the back burner, and Pelle and I continue to work with the Chinese Underground Church in their missions work called Back to Jerusalem, China's Mission, Back to Jerusalem. And it's just wonderful to be a part of whatever God wants us to do, whenever. And it's kind of exciting because you never know. You never know what he's got up his sleeve, if you will.
Right, right. We're talking with Evie Carlson here on K-Wave, and Evie's been one of those singers, I think, whose songs are timeless. And, you know, I just so much appreciate your music.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for the friendship that we have. I really enjoy you as my brother and having fellowship with you and your family and the folks there at K-Wave. Isn't it wonderful to know that kind of relationship and friendship is not just for here, but it's for eternity? And that's why we can smile when we think of Pastor Chuck.
Yes.
Because, yeah, we're going to miss him for a little while, but it's by far the end. It's really just the beginning.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Give our love to Pelle.
Thank you. I will. And love to everyone there listening. And we celebrate a great, great man, a wonderful father and husband and grandpa and great-grandpa and friend and uncle and neighbor. And the world is a better place because of his faithfulness. Thank you, Pastor Chuck.
All right. Well, we've asked the people in the control room to find the spirit song and play for us the music of Evie Carlson, right here on the K-Wave Radio Network. Thank you so much, Evie.
Thanks. I love you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Die.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.